This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to The Scorecard.
The manly sport of golf, where you can dress like a pimp and no one will care.
Where we focus on Chicagoland and national golf news.
It's such an exciting athletic sport to whack the ball, get in the cart.
I whack the ball, it goes in a gopher hole.
Oh, you mean like croquet?
Croquet! I put the hole hundreds of yards away!
With your hosts, Mike Esposito.
What an incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere. Lead the pack.
And multimedia golf industry insider Barry Cronin.
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good. So what's the problem?
I don't know.
On 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
People be quieter. I'd like to hear the grass grow.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome into yet another edition of The Scorecard here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Mike Esposito, Barry Cronin, happy to be along with you from 6 to 8 every Saturday morning. And we have tons to talk about today. Barry Cronin, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Always great to be with a Mike Esposito, star of The Score. of Saturday on The Score.
Maybe of Saturday. We have lots going on this week, Barry. Our tour event this week is down in Memphis, the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational. Lots going on there. We have lots of news items, too, and we have a great group of guests to talk with about what is going on. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and this hour brought to you by Glenview Park Golf Club. Experience the best at the Glenview Park Golf Club. Call 847-724-0250 or book online at golfglenview.com. Barry, we'll get to the FedEx St. Jude Invitational in a second. I know that among our news items, that things that are going on today, the Western Amateur, the Final Four, start this morning, and we want to definitely get in that before they tee off there.
Yeah, they're going to tee off at 6:30 our time. It was a 156 man tournament. After the first 36 holes, they cut it to the top 44 in ties. Then they played 36 more to cut it to 16 to go into match play. And there was a tie. The top 16. So the top 15 were settled, and then there were seven guys who were tied at even par for that last spot, and there was a 7-for-1 playoff, and so it was an exciting ending to it, but finally it did end, so that was good. And now we're down to the Final Four, and I just wanted to point out, we had a guest last week, Jim Nugent, and we asked him to pick a winner, and that's really difficult to do in golf. So he picked a guy named Ricky Castillo, who's from California. He's a sophomore at Florida, mm-hmm. and Ricky made it to the Final Four. He was in a 20-hole match with a guy named Andy Ogletree, one of the top players in the country, and he beat him in 20 holes after he defeated a young man named Harrison Ott from Brookfield, Wisconsin, which was the closest anybody in the Midwest came to contending for the tournament. So. So he's in the Final Four. He's playing a guy from Copenhagen, of all places. I didn't know that Copenhagen, Denmark, was a hotbed of golf. But
Now you know.
Rasmus, How about this? Rasmus Neergaard Pedersen is his name, junior at Oklahoma State. And so who wouldn't think a guy named Neergaard Pedersen goes to Oklahoma State? I guess these things happen.
Right.
And the other two, so they're playing each other. That's 1 versus 4. And then 2 versus 3 is a guy named George, and I tried to get the pronunciation last night, but everybody was sleeping, so I couldn't get anybody on the phone. Duangmanee. So you're the broadcasting professional.
Yes. I read it as George Dungmanee, but I don't know that that's correct either. But that's how the broadcasting brain reads that name.
Yeah, I guess. And then the other guy, the guy that he's playing, is kind of interesting. His name is Pearson Cootie. He is a sophomore at Texas, but he's the grandson of 1971 Masters champion Charles Cootie. So you got that going for you. So there's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
So they tee off at 6:30. Again, I think the greatest amateur tournament going. They had... of the Sweet 16, 4 of the kids, which means 25%, were from international players. You had a couple of kids from England and a kid from Germany and this young man from Copenhagen who made it to the Final Four. So a lot of times that doesn't happen, but because the British amateur was postponed this year until later this month, they were able to get that international field. So that was good. So we won't dwell on that too much because that's my little obsession, and I will just move on.
No, it's good stuff, actually, Barry. And we talked, as you mentioned, we talked last week to Jim, and it's being played at Crooked Stick down in Carmel, Indiana. And
right. Thanks for mentioning that. Yep.
Yeah, I'm glad to do it. And Rasmus Neergaard Pedersen, I love the Copenhagen via Oklahoma State connection because it's a pipeline. It's a noted pipeline for golfers, isn't
a
it?
A pipeline. You know, I was sitting there last night thinking, well, we have 12 million residents of Illinois. I wonder how many there are in Copenhagen, and why do they have more golfers than we do?
Yeah. No, it's interesting. But he's at Oklahoma State. He's at the Western Amateur, and the Final Four teeing off 6:30-ish, so about a half hour from now. I know it's an event that you are fond of. So, and since 1899, this is something going on for over 100 years. So, good to talk about it.
It's cool. And I just want to point out that Jim, of course, Jim picked Ricky to be in it, so he's still chance to win. So there we go. Getting a lot of insight here and betting insight here at the on the scorecard, just in case.
Yeah. And that was actually, again, we'll get to the St. Jude Invitational in a second, but we actually have gambling golf news from this week, Barry. DraftKings has signed on as the official betting operator of the PGA Tour. Now, I'm not sure exactly what that entails, but
right
now lots of the gambling aspect of it has always been there, but now it's kind of more out there, isn't it? It's more in your face. Well, they're more in your face about.
Well,
it.
Sure, yeah. Since that Supreme Court ruling in 2018, which I know our guy Joe Ostrowski knows all about, chapter and verse. And is, we tend to think of betting to be, more NFL and college football and stuff like that. But of course, betting is on the golf course is typically what happens.
Yeah.
And, whether it's a little bet with your friends when you're going around, or whether it's a big bet with your, big time friends, at various places around the country. It's now, the PGA Tour had kind of shied away from it over the years, but now they've really embraced it. And so DraftKings, the official betting operator, so it's going to be interesting to see the kind of things you can bet on. But in the last 10 years the tour has this ShotLink operation going, and so they measure all the drives that the players hit. They measure the yardage to the green, they measure the length of putts. They do all kinds of things with statistics, and you wonder if that's not going to be part of it going forward with regard to the betting. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if there'll be air presses. Some people know what an air press is, which is when you hit the ball in the air, you can press your bet while the ball's in the air. So, you know, I'm not a big bettor, but that's a thing to do. Some people who are really into it, you know.
No, and I am not either. I am not either, Barry. But so they actually, they'll, while somebody is playing their shot, their people are able to bet on it.
Well, you know, depending on maybe how far down they are in a match, and they actually hit the ball and say, I'll press now, you know, while the ball's in the air. So, you know, doesn't always happen, but it can.
Interesting. Very interesting. And I'm looking, as we speak, at the DraftKings site, and there's all different kinds of things you can do. Fantasy golf, classic golf, salary cap golf. And I don't know what any of it means. As
right. Well,
said,
you know,
I am not
But they've had fantasy golf the last few years.
Sure.
But now this is going to be, it seems like they're getting... It's getting a little bit deeper, so it's going to be a huge source of revenue for the PGA Tour. I'm not sure if it will. And I'm not sure if it will be more than TV, but I know it's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah. So it's very interesting how, you know, the once you know, taboo of gambling with sports is now being slowly but surely. Embraced, I guess, is the right word by the.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you know this, Mike, but there's no gambling at Bushwood. Okay, so there you
That's
go.
That's right. The judge will have words with you if you start gambling there at Bushwood. So
exactly.
We are at 312-644-6767. That is our text number and phone number. So if you'd like to call or text, please do so, and actually, please help refresh the current texts, which are all about Craig Kimbrell, who apparently pitched poorly again last night, although the Cubs won. So please push the Craig Kimbrell texts out of my view, you know, help the Cubs reliever out. They did win yesterday, but I guess Kimbrell came in garbage time to get some work and gave up two home runs. So there's that. So you know that's
wow.
We got that.
That's tough. That's tough.
It's a tough one. Anyway, Barry, we're out in Memphis this week, the St. Jude Invitational, and your leader after the first two rounds is Brendan Todd at 11 under par. He's got two shots on Ricky Fowler. Todd, not the world's greatest ball striker, but apparently, you know, he's having himself a tournament so far on the greens.
Well, he's hitting it 280 off the tee. And he's leading. Mm-hmm. And Bryson DeChambeau's hitting at 324 off the tee, and he's, I think, you know, down in 40th place somewhere. So he's having a tournament this week. So, yeah, 10. And Todd has been great. He's number one in scrambling, which means he's getting up and down. He's already won two tournaments this year. So, you know, playing pretty well. You don't know what's going to happen, but it's good to see they have – you know, they have some good names up at the top of the near the top of the leaderboard. Ricky Fowler, of course, is playing well, and Koepka's doing okay. He had like a bad, really bad three putt. He was putting for par and he missed him like a, you know, 1, 2, 3, and it was really bad news.
Yeah, from within a few feet, right?
Right. He had like a 3-footer for par. He missed it. Then he had a 4-footer for par and he missed that, and then he finally made the third one. So that's brutal. That was like, and you know, there's a chance for the rest of us because you know these things happen to normal golfers, and so when you see that, you go, oh, okay, so they're really good and they miss these putts too, and so it gives you, you know, makes you not feel so. I approach the game with less self-loathing. After I miss those putts, when I know that Brooks Koepka has missed similar putts, it makes me feel better.
Self-loathing,
I don't know why,
it's an important part of golf. Self-loathing, Barry. So we
self-loathing
know that.
Self-loathing is an inevitable part of golf. If you're me, I don't know about anybody else. Maybe other people could just let it go, but you know.
I think
it's why alcohol is involved after the ninth hole a lot of times for people.
Or at the first hole for that matter. No, I think.
Well, sure.
I think a lot of people are in the same boat there. And speaking of Koepka, So he shot a 62. He was the first round leader, but the right. 71 yesterday, and certainly not helped by the three putt that we were talking about. But he is four shots back, tied for third, behind Brendan Todd. You've got Matthew Fitzpatrick, who won last weekend. He is tied for sixth. Jason Day is up there. Webb Simpson, I seem to say his name just about every weekend. He's playing very well to start this year. And Justin Thomas, our old buddy Justin Thomas, amongst a group with Kevin Na and some others, tied at four under par, tied for 12th.
So yeah, and Mickelson, Mickelson's at 15. He's three under, so he's they'll be able to get him on TV. And our guy Kevin Streelman from Wheaton, he's three under also, so that's good. And Jordan Spieth. So it'll be a nice weekend. They've got, you know, there's 78 players in the field. It's a no cut event. Mm-hmm. It's one of these World Golf Championship events where it's a huge purse and everybody makes a lot of dough, and they can improve their what Koepka really needs to do is he needs to finish really high. He's the defending champion here. He needs to finish really high because he is right now lagging in FedEx Cup points. Mm-hmm. So he needs to play well. And then, of course, all these guys are getting ready for the PGA Championship next week, which we'll have a little preview of later in our show.
Absolutely. That's what they call a tease in the business there, Barry. And we'll talk more about We'll talk more about the FedEx Cup playoffs after the break, but here's a quick rundown of our guests. Our Swing Thoughts segment at 6:40, Curtis Malm. He's the director of golf at White Eagle in Naperville. That is where the Illinois Open starts Monday, and we'll talk to Curtis there. We'll also talk to him about some swing thoughts, some free advice, some things that we want you to know about the game of golf. At 7, we will head down to Memphis, not physically, but through your radio. We will talk to Rex Hoggard, senior writer for GolfChannel.com, and Rex is there covering the event. We'll talk to him about all the goings-on there. And then at 7:40, Andy Stoterow, head pro at TPC Harding Park. That is the site of next week's PGA Championship. And Barry, you know Andy very well from his days back here in Illinois in the Quad Cities at the TPC Deer Run.
Right. He was head pro at Deer Run for about 10 years. And from Minnesota originally, he worked at TPC Twin Cities, which is where last week's tournament was. Yep. And here's a, you know, just an innocent guy from the Midwest heading out to San Francisco. And so it's fun to talk to Andy about it.
For sure. As we were joking around during our conversation yesterday, I'm sure what he sees in San Francisco every day is just like what he gets at the Quad Cities. So
yeah, we're going to have a compare and contrast a moment here during our interview.
That's what we're definitely going to do. That's Barry Cronin. I'm Mike Esposito. 312-644-6767 is our number here on The Score. And when we come back, we will dive more in to the FedEx Championship down in Memphis on The Scorecard here on 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
And we're back on The Scorecard on 670 The Score. Barry Cronin, Mike Esposito here with you. And the PGA Tour is back. The Score has PGA and golf coverage on The Score. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. We're Heading back down to Memphis, talking a little golf later in the show with Rex Hoggard, the FedEx St. Jude Invitational. Brendan Todd, your leader at 11 under par. Ricky Fowler at 9 under is in second. Barry, a quick recap for our listeners, though, as we talked last week, the 3M Open up in the Twin Cities, and Michael Thompson, who was consistent. He led throughout and held on to win last week with an overall 19 under par. I know I was looking at Tony Finau amongst others last week. He finished three shots back at 16 under, but Thompson, who is in contention this week, 19 under was his tournament, and he was the winner.
Yeah, he played well. He hadn't won since the Honda Classic, I think, back in 2016, I believe. Mm-hmm. But it's funny, you know, he just adopted a daughter, I believe, and you know, you just never know. You get the feeling of sometimes when these guys, they have life changes, and they suddenly play better. It's weird. It's an emotional game, and you never know why things happen. Obviously, he's a terrific player. They're all terrific players.
Sure.
And he's also a real terrific guy. He's just a real good dude. So it was really great to see him win. I mean, we look at people like Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy and all these guys who are number one in the world. But for a guy like that, who's really kind of a, I don't want to call him a bottom feeder, but a guy who's just sort of in the, you know, he's a face in the PGA Tour crowd, right? He's nobody mm-hmm. that, you know, he could walk down Michigan Avenue at, you know, at noon. Well, that was, I mean, back when it used to be crowded, I mean.
Sure, yes, when people used to be out, yes.
And people wouldn't, I mean, he'd never be recognized. I mean, the anonymity is such, but, you know, he gets into the Masters, and he will, he'll get in the PGA Championship, obviously, and he'll be in the FedEx Cup playoffs, which is a huge amount of money. And most importantly, they get a 2-year exemption to play on tour. They can play in pretty much whatever tournament they want to play in. And, you know, that makes a huge difference to a player, because if you're not in that little club, where you know you're going to have 2 years to play pretty much anywhere you want, then you can't make your own schedule. You can't say, well, where am I going to go this week? Because you have to play tournaments that aren't really as popular with some of the top players as other mm-hmm. events. So it was great that he won, and it was unfortunate, you know, I'm sure, you know, to see Tony Finau, also a great guy, just kind of implode again in the mm-hmm. the final round. Even that was the week after he fired his caddy. And he had his instructor on the bag. So who knows what's going to happen with Tony? He's a good guy. Hopefully he'll break through.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys, including Tony Finau, tied for 21st right now there at 2 under. Amongst the other notables, there are lots of names there with Bubba Watson, Sergio, Matt Kuchar is there, Keegan Bradley, and Graham McDowell. So there's a bunch of guys tied for 21st. 2 under par, so they are 9 shots back of.
Yeah, that's gonna be pretty impossible for them to make up all 9 shots. But you know, hopefully they can make a run. You can still finish in the top 10.
Sure.
Bat it.
Yep, absolutely. And we were talking a little before the break, Barry, about the FedEx Cup playoffs, and that you mentioned the ton of money competing for over $10 million. In order to do that, though, you have to be in the top 125, top 125 of the rankings. And right now, there's some notables that are not in that top 125.
Right. That's why they're all trying to play so well this week.
Right.
You know. I mean, Koepka's not in the top 125, although, no. You know, you'd have to bet that he will be after this weekend, and after, you know, when he plays the PGA next week as a defending mm-hmm. champion there. So, yeah, there are quite a few. I'm just looking at the list. I think. I mean, Justin Rose not in it, but Justin Rose isn't even in the field. Sergio's not in it, but now he's tied for 21st, you know, so he'll have a, you know, wake-up call, and then he'll play well. Some guys just need to be motivated a little bit, so... you know, it'll be the Shane Lowry, who's a defending British Open champion. He's ranked 149th right now, so he's not in there. But, you know, hopefully, and then, like I said, Koepka. So, We'll see what happens by the end of the next couple of weeks. These guys can still make a move.
Yeah, it looks like Koepka is going to jump a bunch of spots here from an extremely low for him, 154th in the rankings. He figures to make a move this week, but he's a guy that, you know, we know he's got all the ability in the world. He shot a 62 on Thursday,
right.
Barry, but then faltered a bit yesterday. But to come out and shoot a 62, that is the low score of the tournament so far for anyone, and Brooks had it on the opening round.
Right, and you know, after the last few weeks, of course, we were all writing him off because of his bad knee. He had knee surgery, and he's had some issues rehabbing it. And then all of a sudden, hey, here's a 62. So guys, wake up, and I'm not as bad as you thought I was.
Yes, not
it's
as
always
bad as
good. It's always good to be written off by the hyenas like us.
That's us. We are the hyenas. Yeah, the double bogey six at the second hole yesterday certainly not helping his cause. But he's right there. He's four shots off. And Barry, as I was telling Adam Studzinski, our fine producer, you know, I asked our show listeners to please either call or text us at 312-644-6767. So I didn't have to read all of the Craig Kimbrell texts. Well, we have some texts here.
Yeah.
So 630 says, my local guy, Kevin Streelman, is having a good year. And in fact, he is having a good year. And Kevin Streelman is there on your leaderboard for you as well at 3 under par.
He is, and he's ranked 19th in the FedEx Cup. So that means that basically means pretty much that he'll be playing at Olympia Fields in Chicago for the BMW Championship, which is the second of the three playoff events in August. And that's great. Unfortunately, I know Kevin loves to play in Chicago. Unfortunately, he didn't get to play at Medinan last year because he just wasn't highly ranked enough. But this year he's had a great year, and unfortunately there's not going to be any fans at Olympia Fields you know, when they do have the BMW Championship, which is unfortunate, but it'll still be good for him to be back in Chicago, back with the family, and back with Wilson Golf, which he reps on tour.
Sure. Yeah, and speaking of the no fans thing, I know this week it came out, no fans will be at the U.S. Open. No surprise, I guess, but they still are weighing a lot of this, I guess, as they go on. But U.S. Open has said no dice on the fans.
Well, yeah, I certainly know no surprise there in that the Winged Foot, a golf club, is, you know, is kind of in the you know, target zone there for the coronavirus thing. And when New York was super hot, and you know, all of us who weren't hot, now sometimes we're, you know, it seems like Chicago, We were a hot spot, and then we weren't, and now maybe we're getting back. So it ebbs and flows with your hot spotness, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm sure the USGA wanted to have fans, but being in New York, they couldn't do it. And you know, I mean, but at least they're going to have it there. I mean, there was talk about moving that tournament out of New York, and and, you know, maybe bringing it to Oakmont down in Pittsburgh or some other place where that was less of a hot spot, and they decided to keep it there. And you know, good for them. They've been able to weather that storm, and you know, I think that the PGA Tour has set a really good model for the, you know, the PGA Championship and for the U.S. Open to you know, to you know, test the right way, and and to admit the only people that could be admitted onto the property, etc. So you know, golf has been a real good model. I think, you know, they've done a great job. You know, that's the other thing, Mike. For the last couple of weeks, you and I haven't talked about, oh no, there's a coronavirus
that's
player.
Right.
You know, there's more players out. We didn't do that last week. And you know, last week I don't think we even noticed that we didn't do it until after the show.
Right.
And
exactly.
And, you know, and I mean, I didn't think about it. And now this week, same thing. There's nobody in that field, and of course, obviously, it's half the field of what it normally is. But there's a parallel event going on in Reno, in the Reno area, and they haven't had any coronavirus issues with golf. And meanwhile, you know, the Marlins are having, you know, 15 guys,
yep,
et cetera, and it's a mess. Baseball's kind of a mess. Now everybody's saying, like the first week with golf, You know, they said, oh, no, it's there. You know, we have to shut it down, you know. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they didn't shut it down. They just altered their procedures a little bit. And hopefully, you know, hopefully baseball can kind of get on the same page and as golf. So,
yeah, that's the sad reality, right, is that instead of having that discussion on this show is that, you know, we'll save the coronavirus discussion for Bruce Levine and Matt Spiegel on our
exactly.
show inside the clubhouse.
Exactly.
They can do that during the baseball show. But, right, it's 20% of the league which didn't play last night, and hopefully baseball can get it right. It seems like the PGA Tour, though, Barry, as you said, things are going well. We don't want to jinx it, certainly, but they certainly seem to be doing, everyone seems to be doing what they need to do to keep things moving, to keep the tour moving. The NBA bubble has just restarted. The NHL playoffs with their bubble have just restarted. So it's strange times. That goes without saying with everything going on. And I know we here locally saw some news tied to the virus, though. But the IHSA has said yes to golf, but they said no to a whole lot of other stuff in terms of fall sports.
Right. So obviously, the Illinois High School Association. Sports Association. Yeah. Anyway, they they canceled football and everything, but not golf and not tennis. So that's cool because obviously somebody realized that golf is kind of a socially distant sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I slice it right and you hook it left. So then we walk up the fairway 6 feet apart. And so now somebody with the state of Illinois has had a realization, and that's good. After a 56-day pretty much shutdown earlier this season, that cost a lot of people a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It is good. We could play high school golf, and that's a good thing. So it's kudos to them, it'll be great to have the kids out playing again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if we get to the point where we're not allowing golf again, then we are in trouble because golf is as socially distant as you can get. You know, stay out of each other's carts, but outside of that, I mean, you're outside, you're walking around, you are literally socially distant from each other while you are there playing together. So that is, it's not even, to me, it's not even really a debate of, you know, is this dangerous for people to play golf together? I mean, I still, forgive me for moving off. I still have no idea how they plan to play football because football, you're kind of on top of each other and you kind of tackle and sweat all over each other and breathe all over each other and whatever.
Yeah.
I don't see how that happens, but there's no tackling. Last time I checked, Barry, in golf, you don't tackle anyone, and
no tackling in golf, and like a lot of times, there's no tackling in football anymore because they don't practice tackling. Oh my God, we'll have to go back. We'll rewind Doug Buffone. Sorry about that. We won't want to do that. God rest his soul, of course.
Yes. No, we love our Doug Buffone, and we certainly miss him. But he and all of his fellow Bears brethren. That is going to be interesting. Now, obviously, we know they're professionals. They're getting paid, at least at the NFL level. They're getting paid. Off my football rant, I just have a hard time figuring out how that's going to work. But
well, I think that, and
I
the other thing
hope
I think
it does.
You know, what's interesting, Mike, is I believe, and this has happened all summer. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot, as you know. Little League is either shut down or it's curtailed or it's whatever, right? And so you have a lot of youngsters, kids who are in these golf clinics playing golf that have never played before. And I think there's an anticipation that some of these team sport players who are good athletes may just play golf this fall with, you know, assuming that. The high schools go back at least in some way, you know, a couple of days a week or whatever it's going to be, mm-hmm. And they can play golf. I mean, that would be cool. I mean, that would really be good to expand a little bit.
I would not be surprised at all. I would expect that something like that would happen just based on the schedules and what the schools are telling you can and cannot do. Anyway, we are late for a break. We will get to it when we come back. We will be joined for our Swing Thoughts segment by Curtis Malm of White Eagle Golf Club out there in Naperville. That is where the Illinois Open will be played next week. We'll talk to Curtis when we return here on the Scorecard on 670 The Score.
Just let it happen. Be the ball. Be the ball, Danny. You're not being the ball, Danny.
Well, it's kind of difficult with you talking like
okay.
that.
Okay, I'm not talking. Stop talking.
And now, the Scorecard presents Swing Thoughts, some free advice from the best teachers in the game.
And we definitely like to dole out the free advice here on the Scorecard on 670 The Score. Barry Cronin, Mike Esposito here with you, and we hop on out to the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, and there we find Curtis Malm. He is the director of golf at White Eagle Golf Club in Naperville. Good morning, Curtis. Curtis, good morning. Are you there?
I'm here.
Good hey, morning. Curtis.
Good morning, guys.
Curtis.
Hello.
It is time for it's. Are you still with us?
I'm right here with you.
All right, my man. Sorry about that. Hey, listen. It's Swing Thoughts. So this is when we give free advice to all of our listeners on how to play better golf. Curtis, and everyone
Wonderful.
Now, I imagine them in the car, heading to the golf course and leaning forward over towards the radio, listening to your words of wisdom on how to play golf a little bit better.
So I'm going to make or break their day today, is what you're telling me.
pretty much. And you know, if it's not good advice, they'll be careening into the curb. So you make
right.
it good, okay?
This is a tough call this morning.
I know it's hard. This is,
Yeah.
Well, so what do you got? You know, what do you think? What can help the folks?
Well, I think, you know, for guys out playing golf this morning or this weekend, you know, got to keep it very simple. You know, as I teach my members at my club, it's, you know, you swing inside your barrel, you turn your shoulders back to the right foot to the barrel wall there, and you swing your shoulders to the left to the barrel wall on the left. Keep it very simple and make a good swing.
Keep it simple. All right. There you go. Keeping it simple. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
It's already hard enough.
That's what we talk. As we note every week in various different ways, Curtis, that's the beauty of it and also the frustration of it. Certainly, it is as difficult as can be. The White Eagle Golf Club, though, where you're at, you're the head golf pro there at White Eagle. That's the site of the Illinois Open. It gets going this week, so maybe you could fill our listeners in a little bit as to you know, what you guys all have going on there at White Eagle and what is going on with the tournament.
Yeah, so we're pleased to host the Illinois Open starting Monday through Wednesday. You know, everybody that makes the cut, the 50 and ties out of the field of 156 will play Wednesday. We're extremely excited. As Barry saw the golf course yesterday, the membership has been completely on board with this and completely supportive. You know, we have we've had some members at Science Health Solution jump in and live stream 8 holes for us into our building. So it'll be a very good viewing pleasure for everybody that attends. That's lucky enough to see some good golf this week.
Well, Curtis, you were you're a past champion at this tournament. You won the 2000 Illinois Open as an amateur and you played in college at Colorado. So, and you're playing you're playing this week.
I am. Yeah, it was. Many, many moons ago that I won this event, 20 years ago this year. It was one of the highlights of my career. I got to play at University of Colorado Boulder for college golf and then made some stops on the Canadian Tour and now the Corn Ferry Tour. And now I'm the director of golf at White Eagle. So the golf world is coming full circle for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, White Eagle, a good club. It opened in 1989. It's an Arnold Palmer design. You recently had some renovation work done there by Todd Quitnow, and I know you were involved with that. You're playing the original 18 holes. And that course back in the early 90s, from 92 through 94, hosted the LPGA. And viewers of CBS Golf now know Dottie Pepper. She was Dottie Mockery back in the day. She was one of your champions.
Yeah, she was. There was the LPGA was there in 92 to 94. And then the old Celebrity Tour, I guess it's still current, the Celebrity Tour came through in 95, 96, or 96, 97, right around there.
Yeah.
And we've been, the membership's been starving for some good golf ever since. So this week I think you'll see a very nice contingent of members there supporting our efforts of the Illinois Open.
That's great. And I read where your defending champion, David Cook, might or might not be there. He got a gig caddying for a guy in the PGA Tour named Chesson Hadley, who's playing in Reno this week and actually made the cut. So, I don't know. Can he make it back? And he probably would have maybe a late tee time maybe on Monday if he could get back into town and do it.
I hope for his sake he's got a late tee time. That'll be a tough flight from Reno back. But, you know, I'd love to have David there. He's a good guy. I've gotten to know him over the last couple of years. And, you know, he's a two-time champion. So to make the field the best we can, we'd love to have all the best players we can get.
Yeah.
Talking with Curtis Malm on Swing Thoughts here. Curtis, the director of golf at White Eagle in Naperville. Curtis, I'm curious because, your background, and I knew a little of it, but as you said, with playing college golf and then playing on the tour and making the rounds, as you said, to where you're at now, head golf pro at White Eagle, how has that journey been for you? Because I imagine, you know, like a lot of guys playing as a young man and certainly in college, trying to get on the PGA Tour, and you go through all of the various different levels and different things that you have to do to try to make it to where you are now as a professional at White Eagle. How has that journey been for you? I imagine at times frustrating and at times probably pretty rewarding as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a roller coaster over the last 20 years. You know, very, very, very low lows, very high highs. But, you know, when you look back at it all, it's very, a very rewarding experience for me. You know, I've gotten to play tour events in 6 different countries and traveled most of the United States. And, you know, got through Q school to get my nationwide tour card there and missed my tour card by, I think it was a shot or two down in Palm Springs at stage 3. So it's been a pretty wild ride.
And I think, Mike, what Curtis is telling you is that the difference among the guys mm-hmm. is so fine, you know, right, Curtis? I mean, it's just a matter of one shot, a half a shot here and there, and it makes or breaks a career.
Yeah, no, golf is obviously different than it was, you know, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, when you'd watch tour events and you had your 6 to 12 to 15 guys that everybody watched and one of those guys would win. You know, it's somebody new every week. You got to get the right break, the right bounce, knock in a couple long putts, and you're the winner of the week. And, you know, the way the golf course is going to be set up this week, I think the best player, whoever plays the best this week, will be the ultimate champion. I hope there's no gimmicky this, no gimmicky that. Hit the ball in the fairway, hit the ball in the green, knock some putts in, and you can win.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have a nice field there. Mike Small, the head coach of the University of Illinois, who's a multiple champion, obviously, of the Illinois Open, it will be there. He's in the older demographic. And then you've got Patrick Flavin, who's 24 years old from Highwood, and he is currently a multiple winner at Miami University, and now is out on the pro tours trying to make it. And he's going to be a past champion. He won as an amateur a couple of years ago. Kyle English, Brandon Holtz, and you've got Brian Baumgarten from the University of Illinois. So you got a good field, and it should be a lot of fun out there. So it's cool.
Yeah, looking forward to it. There's a lot of lot of college, a lot of mini tour guys, and also some of our top Illinois PGA professionals will be there as well. And obviously Mike will fall into that category. Mike obviously is a multiple winner and always contends in every year that he plays. So looking for a really good event.
Yeah, so Curtis, for your members coming out, I know you said the support has been great, and I'm sure you know White Eagle has been packed since the reopen. For this week, any special rules, any special things for your membership or for people coming out to White Eagle to know about during the Illinois Open?
You know, we're gonna try to execute this event in our best, everybody's best interest. You know, through the times that we're in, we've sectioned off areas in the clubhouse for, you know, to keep everybody kind of in their own groups where there's members, spectators, players, media, IPGA staff. And, you know, it's unfortunately with the way things are, we're going to have to keep spectators and families and caddies out of the clubhouse just for controlling the flow of people and everything else. But we have, you know, we put up some tents for hospitality for everybody that comes from the outside. We're going to have some spectator registration that'll come in, and they can understand what, you know, what they're doing and how to keep everybody safe and healthy through the week.
All right, well, Curtis, should be a good one. Should be a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, I know it'll be hopefully it'll be a special one, even through all the stuff that we're dealing with. It should be one of the best we've ever had.
Yeah, I think now more than ever, Curtis, certainly events like what you have going on this week with the Illinois Open, certainly it's a relief for a lot of people to get out, you know, enjoy the weather and enjoy the golf and, you know, get away from, you know, coronavirus for a little bit and try to focus on something enjoyable. So that will certainly be something to look forward to this week at White Eagle, and we appreciate you jumping on with us this morning to talk about it.
Yeah, you bet, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Curtis.
That's Curtis Malm. Thank you. Thanks, Curtis. Curtis Malm, the head golf pro, director of golf at White Eagle Golf Club in Naperville. The Illinois Open, Barry, starting not tomorrow, but on Monday there in Naperville, and should be a good week. Should be some fun times out there at White Eagle.
Yeah, 54-hole event, $100,000 purse, and of course, you know who holds the record at White Eagle is Tiger Woods, 5-under, 67, back when he was an amateur, back before he played in the Western Open one year. I think it was around 95-ish. He had won the Western Amateur, and was it six? Yeah. Well, anyway, but yeah, so he. He has the course record 67. So, well,
see that a little bit of Tiger trivia here on Swing Thoughts as Barry the man of all seasons, Cronin. He knows his trivia specific well, with local golf club. So, yeah. No, but that's interesting. I did not know that, and certainly a nice little nugget for the White Eagle crowd as well.
And they told us that that record can never be broken because they've changed the golf course a little bit and since then and so they can that course is different from the kind of the course a little bit different from the course they have now. So they say that record can never be broken, and why would you want it to be, right?
I think that's one you set in stone there with Tiger's name on it. When we come back, we will head back down to Memphis to talk about the FedEx St. Jude Invitational. We'll join Rex Hoggard from GolfChannel.com and talk about Brendan Todd and Ricky Fowler and the other guys there high up on the leaderboard at the FedEx St. Jude Invitational. That's Barry Cronin. I'm Mike Esposito. You have Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.